Chapter 21. Welcome to the house called Beautiful. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Psalm 84, verse 1. With the porter. After the event with Grimm and the lions, they soon saw the porter's lodge. They immediately began to walk faster. They wanted to be there as quickly as possible. It was getting dark, and it was dangerous to travel here at night. When they arrived at the gate, their guide knocked. Immediately, the porter's voice sounded from above. "Who is there?" "I am," Mr. Greatheart called. The porter recognized his voice and came down quickly. Mr. Greatheart had brought travelers here more often. He opened the gate and saw Mr. Greatheart standing in front of him. He did not see the other ones yet, for they were standing right behind him. "And now, Mr. Greatheart, what are you doing here so late in the evening?"
"I brought some travelers," he answered. "My lord wanted them to spend the night here. I could have been here earlier, but I was held up by the giant who wanted to help the lions. After a long, heavy fight, I slew him. But here we are. I brought the travelers here safely."
"Are you not coming in?" the porter asked. "You can stay until tomorrow."
Mr. Greatheart shook his head. "No, I want to go back to my lord tonight."
Christiana got a scare. "Oh, sir, I do not like this. You should not leave us. You have been so faithful and friendly to us. You fought very courageously and always gave us good counsel. I will never forget how good you have been for us."
Mercy nodded.
"Oh, could you please go with us until the end of our journey? How else could such poor women continue in a way so full of difficulties? That will not be possible without a friend who protects us, will it?"
And James, the youngest of the children, asked,
"Ah, sir, could you stay with us, please? Are you willing to come along? Sir, we are not strong, and the way is so dangerous."
Again, Mr. Greatheart shook his head. "Listen, I must do what God commands me. If he agrees that I will be your guide for the entire way, then I will gladly go with you. But you did not agree on that in the beginning. Then my lord told me that I had to go with you to this place. You should have asked at that very moment if I could go with you the entire way. I am sure he would have agreed with that. Now I really must leave. So, dear Christiana and Mercy, dear children, God be with you." Mr. Greatheart waved at them once more, and a little later he disappeared from sight.
Going inside. The porter, Mr. Watchful, looked at Christiana. "From which country are you? And from which family are you?"
"I am from the city of destruction," Christiana answered. "I am a widow. My husband is dead. His name was Christian. He also made this journey."
"Was that your husband?"
"Yes. And these are our children." And, pointing at Mercy, "this is one of the women from my city."
The porter immediately rang a bell. One of the girls came to the door. Her name was Humble Mind.
"Quickly go inside again to the other people," the porter told her, "and tell them who is standing at the door.
Christiana, Christian's wife, and her children have arrived here."
Humble Mind went inside again and told the great news. How glad everyone was. You could notice it right away. As quickly as possible,
They went to the porter, for Christiana was still standing at the door. "Come in, Christiana," they said. "Come in, wife of the man who served the Lord. Come in, blessed woman, and everyone who is with you." Joyfully, Christiana went inside. Her children and her friend followed her. When they entered, they were brought to a large room. "Sit down, please," they said kindly, and so they did. The most important people of the house were also called, so they could meet the new guests and bid them welcome. When they heard who they were, they greeted them with a kiss. "How nice that you are here. Welcome. We would like to be friends with you. Welcome, vessels of the grace of God." Explanation. Mr. Greatheart brought the women and children to the house called Beautiful. With this house, a place is meant where God's children may be together. You probably know why they would like being together. Together they wanted to listen to the word of God in his house. Together they wanted to speak about the things of the Lord. They were glad to hear that also Christiana wanted to belong to them. She was welcome there. Mr. Greatheart had finished his task now. He traveled with them for some distance. He brought them from the house of the interpreter to the house called Beautiful. Did you hear that correctly? That is also the work of a servant of God. But now his work for these travelers was finished. Mr. Greatheart is an example for God's servants. He obediently did what the Lord told him to do. He did not do more and not less. He did say that they could have asked if he could stay with them longer, but they have not done so. And now he had to return again. Likewise, we may also ask the Lord if he will continually provide a helper for us along the way. Of course, I mean our journey to eternity. The Lord also wants children to continue asking if he will send a servant. And if the Lord has given such a servant, then we would not like to miss him if it is well. Ask the Lord if he may stay with you. The people of the house called the travelers vessels of grace. A vessel is a pot which is made by a potter. Some vessels receive a place of honor. Others are used for trash. Likewise, we are actually a vessel too. What is our life filled with? Are we a vessel full of grace?